This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The Mountain Street Stage June Music Series at the Fayetteville Public Library continues this Sunday afternoon with a free performance by Leah and the Mojo Doctors. Leah Spears and her band have built a tremendous relationship with audiences over the past several years, and fittingly, the current lineup has a history associated with two streets in the region synonymous with live music, Dixon Street in Fayetteville and Garrison Avenue in Fort Smith. Recently, Leah came to the Furman Garner Performance Studio with Jody Andrews, Eben Jones, and Matt Pering to talk about their music and play as well. Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums spoke to the band, and during their conversation, he commented that all of the band members seem like playing music is something that they love to do. He asked them if performing is something that they feel like they have to do, as opposed to something that they just get paid to do.
You know, it's great side money when we do get paid, but more than anything, I always say that our live shows are what I absolutely adore to do. It surpasses any euphoric anything that I've ever experienced. And great band, just a great band, and it sets it up for absolute success almost every single time.
You have great rapport with your audiences too. I mean, I guess I've only seen you with audiences that know you, so they know what's coming. But there is a genuine bond, it seems like.
Well, we've been doing it for so long in this area that people that know us and love us, I always say that they're repeat offenders because they continue to come back. We do. We've got a great fan base, loyal friends, a lot of people that I call our tribe affectionately, and they keep coming back, and they keep bringing and inviting new friends and bringing their families, and it just continues to grow and keeps evolving that way. So we're very blessed in that way.
Lee, it's safe to say you're from this area. Grew up in Tahlequah. Mm-hmm. Tahlequah and Fayetteville, they're of the same area. Mm-hmm. Jody, you came here from Jersey, right?
You have a good memory.
Yeah, well.
But, I mean, I came here when I was 13, so Arkansas is definitely my home for sure.
Yeah, I think I hear more Arkansas in your voice than Jersey.
Yeah, that was on purpose.
She's not fired
when
up
you
right
come,
now.
When you come here when you're 13 and you move to Mansfield, Arkansas, you drop the accent as quick as you can. And so.
So seriously, when you came to Mansfield, which was probably what, population?
Well, where we lived, my father, we used to joke that my father found, my father's an Ozark American and my mother's from Manhattan, Puerto Rican, New Yorker. And so my father was in the Navy and met her. So when he moved us back, we used to joke that he found our house with a magnifying glass and a map. So it was literally called Possum Holler, Arkansas. So a big shout out to South Sebastian County. It was so remote, it had a Mansfield school district, a Greenwood telephone number, and a Boonville address.
Wow.
Nice.
When you came here, full confession, I've known Jody since she was maybe 18 or 19, because we were in college together. And even when I knew you then, you were wanting a guitar. I can't remember if you actually owned one yet. Have you been wanting to play guitar as long as you can remember?
Well, my father was a guitar player, and we had a little family band when I was a kid, and I grew up, my first instrument was a little Whirly 901A keyboard, and then when I left Fayetteville at 19, I bought my first electric guitar. It was a little Japanese Candy Apple Red Strat, and started taking guitar lessons, and then just kind of played guitar and never really picked the keyboard up again.
All right, so we have Tahlequah, we have Southern Sebastian County via New Jersey. Matt?
Well, I've lived in Fayetteville for probably about 13 years, and I lived in Conway before that, and originally, I guess I'm from Minnesota, so.
You guess.
Yeah, that's what he's been told.
Yeah. No, but I lived there until I was 8, and I moved to Conway in, like, third grade or something like that, so I was kind of the same sort of culture shock that Jody had in coming down here with a northern accent and a took a few years before I got rid of that, so I always heard about it.
You said the word T-E-N differently than your classmates, I bet.
Among other things,
yeah. Now, that's a great-looking guitar on your lap.
Oh, wow.
53 Martin, you told me?
No, it's a Gibson.
Gibson,
yeah.
Goodness, yes. 53 Gibson, you tell me.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's just something I found in a pawn shop that I didn't really know what it was. They handed me their guitar price guide, and it wasn't in there, so I was like, well, I'll buy that. I'll figure out what it is later. So, but it's got some miles on it. It's had some strange things done to it, I guess. So,
but wouldn't you love together. Wouldn't you love to know the history?
Yeah, I know. It looks like it's been through some stuff. So,
did you play it before you picked it up, or did you just buy it sight?
Well, I played it a little bit, but it had been strung left-handed. So I kind of picked it up and made sure it was like, okay, mostly works. It's close enough, so it'll fix most things. So,
well, we're going to start a new legend that it was actually apparently once Jimi Hendrix guitar. it was the Hendrix acoustic, and then somehow it made its way to a pawn shop.
Yeah, it's old enough.
Let's tell people you bought it in Seattle. And we'll just... Eben's apparently not going to talk, but if he did talk, where did you hail from?
Well, I've got a gene pool that goes back to the 1840s right here. I was born in Georgia and educated in Wisconsin, but every summer, since I can remember, Dixon Street, my grandmother lived up across from Collier's Drugstore, so I've been here forever. I moved back permanently in 74.
Oh, well, these days, that's a native right there.
Yeah, I'm old school, old school.
Remember the swinging door?
I played my first gig on Dixon Street on the swinging door.
Tell me about that.
Well, I was playing guitar with a friend of mine, Scott Dooley, who was dating my sister, and he was playing guitar for Lloyd Marley and the Mudflaps. We went down to see him, and the bass player was so drunk he couldn't play. So Scotty just said, get up here. So, that's what I did.
You guys seem to be, it was inevitable that you would be playing music.
Yeah.
And you seem to have a great rapport with each other.
These are some of my favorite people. We spend a lot of time together, so we're lucky in that way. Eben's been playing guitar for me since I was 19 years old. And just off and on, we took a couple of years of hiatus there where he actually thought that I was mad at him and found me on Facebook and said, "What did I ever do to you?" Matt actually came on to the Mojo Doctors through our friend Bob Coleman, and is one of the best decisions that Bob ever made, in my opinion, Bob. And Jody, we happened upon each other in Fort Smith down on Garrison Avenue for a Women Rock the Fort event that our friend Pam Camp puts together. And Landry's was hosting that, and I always say this is the funniest story about Jody, and it's very endearing to me, and it sums her personality up. She walked up to me and she said, "Are you Leah Spears?" I said, "Yes." She said, "We're going to be great friends." And I thought, oh my word. And she was right. She was diligent and she meant that. And before she was even part of the band, she would come and watch the Mojo Doctors and come to our NAMA award shows. And she just really, she just really meant what she said. She loved me and supported me, and I finally decided that it would be great energy to add another woman. I'd only ever been the only woman in the Mojo Doctors, and probably, definitely one of the top three best decisions I've ever made as far as band management. So, yeah.
When you have the people that come to you that you call repeat offenders, and maybe this is, I'm not a musician, so I don't know if this is a kind of conversation you'd ever have as band members. So forgive me if it's a silly question. But do you ever talk about how you still connect with the audience, still give them what they expect, but you don't seem just the same every time?
That's always a little tricky, just because, one of the reasons why I love John Prine so much is that early on he says that when he first started playing gigs, he was under the impression that every single gig that he played, he had to bring all new material, and he would wear himself out writing. Fortunately, we know that that's not necessarily the truth now. And so we do stay extremely busy, fortunately. It's a great problem to have. So it's hard to find rehearsal time. We do all have full-time jobs, and incorporating that newness has always been, quite honestly, a struggle, just time management and a lot of energy to put into that. As far as keeping that newness and keeping people engaged, it's really just devoting and making sure that live show, that you are present, that you are not distracted, that you are there, that you connect, you make eye contact, that you connect with each other, that you have this energy that you're exchanging on stage. And quite honestly, sometimes we get to a gig and we're exhausted. You know, we're worn out from the week. Mm-hmm. And we have to make eye contact. And they probably think I'm so bossy sometimes, but I'll turn around and I'll say, you know, guys, I need you. I need you. And everybody's like, oh, wait, hang on. We're here. We got to be present. And inevitably, the energy of what we exchange just, it surpasses us, fortunately. And usually takes over, and we are able to gratefully and graciously give really good shows. And, you know, the newness on the old material, we switch it up. We switch up tempo sometimes, and you'll see me act like a crazy woman sometimes, just dancing like a fool and, you know, putting Jody's energy into it and letting Matt take his amazing solos and just bringing the audience and us into a stratosphere of just absolute bliss. And Eben just keeps us plugged in. So it can be challenging. It really can, just because of fatigue or maybe boredom with the material on our part. But our job, when we do this, our job is to make sure that we give the audience something, because what we give them, it's reciprocated. And it always goes full circle.
Leah Spears, Jody Andrews, Eben Jones, and Matt Perrine are members of Leah and the Mojo Doctors. Not present for the visit was drummer Bill Hines. They'll play Sunday afternoon at 2 at the Fayetteville Public Library as part of the Mountain Street Stage June Music Series. During their visit to the studio, they played the song Start All Over.
Like the more I try, the more you push away. But baby, please give me a sign, something to give me peace of mind. I never thought I'd stop. Start all over again.
Start all over again.
You say we should take our time. Maybe try a little space. Lord knows I would surely die a minute without your grace. Baby, please give me a sign, something to give me peace of mind. I never thought I'd start all over again.
Start all over again.
Oh, start all over again.
Start all over again.
Oh, start all.
Start all
moved in. I can't keep warm. I used to make you laugh, but now I only calls you hum. But I'll try, oh, till you turn me away. I only know that I wanna stay. And I never thought I'd start all over again.
Start all over again.
Oh, start all over again.
Start all over again.
Oh, start all over again.
Start all over again.
Oh, start all over again.
Start all over again.
Oh, start all over again.
Start all over again.
Start all over.
That was Leah and the Mojo Doctors performing Start All Over. They recently talked to Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. They'll perform Sunday afternoon at 2 at the Fayetteville Public Library, and the concert is free to the public. More information is available at faylib.org. For more information on the band, visit facebook.com/mojodoctors.